Proclamation number 5667 of 4th of May, 1953. Right path with Jesus Christ as leader. The ways to me need not always be the same, but I must always be the aim for people to reach, and always must lead upward. He who walks on a level path cannot reach the aim, and the paths downward infallibly lead to ruin. But whoever strives upward, whoever wants to find me, I myself draw him there. But when is your way directed upward? When you choose Jesus Christ as your leader, who is the way himself. So every person who acknowledges Jesus Christ, who believes in him as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world, has taken the right path. He is now led on by him who said, "I am the way, the truth and the life." And to be under the guidance of Jesus Christ therefore also means to be introduced to the truth and through the truth to attain life, which lasts forever. Truth is the light that brightly illuminates the path, so that straying from this path is not possible, while darkness of spirit, i.e., error and lies, darken the right path and the danger is great to get on another path that leads astray. Since Jesus Christ himself is the truth, whoever wants to walk the path with Jesus must also accept the truth. He must receive the Word of God, which Jesus Christ preached on earth, in all purity. He must let it take effect on him and thus now also do the will of God. For this is the right path, that man fulfills his commandments in order to be able to enter eternal life. When Jesus himself says on earth, "I am the truth," then it is absolutely necessary to accept as truth everything that he has spoken and taught. And every deviation from this original teaching is error, is untruth and is therefore not God's word. It can therefore also not be the way that leads to me, because this way can only be walked through truth. Understand it, the aim is me. The way to me is Jesus Christ. The man Jesus was the representative of truth on earth, in whom I was myself, and I can therefore allow nothing but truth to apply, and I will again and again convey this truth to those who walk along in error. I will always proclaim this truth through Jesus Christ. By his words spoken on earth, the gospel, being brought to people again and again, who will then have the right understanding for it, as well as, the editor, confess Jesus Christ into their hearts and before the world. As soon as they therefore recognize him as my messenger, as mediator, who wants to bring them to me himself. And his word is life, because his word teaches love, which is the true life, which awakens the spirit and guides the person into all truth. Believing in Jesus Christ means fulfilling his commandments, and then a person takes the right path that leads to eternal life. For he then treads the path of love, which must be walked in order to reach the light and the truth. And so you have the mark of the right path. A life and unselfish love activity. So every way leads to the aim that lets love be recognized, and every way that is walked without love is even or it leads downward. Because love is the signpost, love is the giver of strength to master difficult to pass ways to the height, love is the sign of the connection with Jesus, whose life on earth was only in activity in love and therefore also the sign of the union with me, who became visible to men in Jesus Christ, who therefore leads you himself, if you choose Jesus Christ as your guide. Love itself meets you and wants to show you the way which leads to the union with me. The eternal love itself teaches you love because only then you can receive and recognize the pure truth when through love the spirit in you is awakened. Because only then I become alive in you. Because only then I can be present in you when love has formed you to the receptacle of my spirit, which now introduces you to truth, and my spirit truly teaches you right, and he will live in eternity who walks this way of love because he walks in the following of Jesus. Amen.